creeping up ever so slowly in the hour of 2 a.m. Doing a whole session with the Chiba Chiba Kid right here on WeFunk, getting into those blues breaks. Love that, the Howlin' Wolf at the beginning with some electric sax in there. I guess it probably wasn't Eddie Harris, but some Eddie Harris-ish.
Yeah, no, he recorded that in London, so I don't think it would have been Eddie Harris.
Yeah.
It would have been...
Well, I mean, he certainly wasn't the only one playing electric sax.
No.
That's just... I associate him with that
sound. No, he broke it open. Yeah, he broke it open.
Yeah.
The Electroplex, what did he call it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
He created it.
Yeah. Brilliant mind.
Oh, yeah. Can't get enough of Eddie Harris.
Yeah. I was loving the new tracks in your second set, too. Like, the new Dr. John, that's solid, man.
Yeah, that's a really good record. Lockdown. It's a really good record, start to front. I mean, I've always been a Dr. John fan, but it's really fine form again, like meaty, not so cheesy, not so, you know, Wild Chupalitas kind of second line stuff.
He's roughing it up.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's not smooth out like a lot of people.
Yeah. I love that stuff, but he's really back to the gree-gree here, and it's like, it's nice.
Yeah.
Early years.
Yeah. Good to hear. And you heard... there was like, you were asking about the Joey Negro and Sunburst Band.
Yeah, that was great, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good record just came out too. Actually, that second set was all stuff that most of it came out in the last few weeks. But the Dr. John came out earlier in the year. Yeah. Been listening to that a lot.
Yeah. And you had some brand new heavies in there?
Yeah, that's what we finished off with. Brand new heavies, brand new from Dunk Your Funk, I think is the name of the album.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just like actually just a couple weeks old too. And it's all 2-minute instrumentals. Really tight,
like
but
punk instrumentals.
Yeah. And heavy on their old Average White Band tip. So Mike, you name checked Average White Band earlier, so I guess we're coming
full circle.
There you go. And there was the Blackbirds in there too from the new album. Gotta Fly. Same album, Gotta Fly. That just came out too. So that was a lot of new stuff. Nick Van Gelder, who wrote like most of Emergency on Planet Earth with Jamiroquai, was in there. Okay. So yeah, there's some treats, some nice, fresh stuff.
Yeah, man, you put me up on some stuff.
Hey, we spent so much time digging in the dirty, dusty it, right? corners. I thought I'd just like take what was on the top, you know.
Hey, your blog still going strong?
It slowed down, but I've actually been getting a lot of people pestering me, and I have some posts finally. I dusted off some vinyl. I got the turntable back in. I got some old, like, out of prints and written some little articles. So, yeah, and maybe within the next month, I have some stuff.
Remind people of the name again.
Sound Illogical, right?
Yeah, Sound Illogical. Yeah. Sound Illogical, Blogspot. So.
It sounded logical, but...
It sounded logical. It sounds illogical.
It is.
But it sound O-logical.
Yeah.
Less people get confused.
Like disc-o-rama.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Well, I hope you get into it. It's a treasure trove, man. Like, you got that kind of scholarly kind of, like, you got all the background and stuff meticulously compiled.
Well, you know, for a while, a lot of the stuff was coming back in print, but now there's just a lot of stuff that's just obviously nobody's touching. And I'll give you a great example. Willie Hutch. It's like, why is nobody reissuing that stuff?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, Foxy Brown and the Mac, but that's it. Like, where's the rest of it?
So when are you going to put out a compilation? I think you do, man.
Yeah, a lot of people do, but if I get off
I'm the first one there.
If I get off my lazy ass,
Rob Briggs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Static, do you want to remind people about the European tour?
Yeah, right now we got shows locked down in Germany. We're playing Copenhagen also for the first time, and Switzerland, of course, with Clemens. And got still a lot of dates open, available for bookings, basically November 29th to December 9th around. But we're flexible, so just get at us, DJ Static, 92@yahoo.ca, or find me on Facebook, or hit us up on the WeFunk page.
Yeah, there you go.
That easy.
Yeah.
That easy.
I'm definitely eager. It's been a whole year since the last one, pretty much. So
full year, 12 months.
Yep. Cool. Let's close off with any announcements. I haven't actually looked up what's going on here in Montreal, so I'll just remind people. As always, September 29th, it's a Saturday, another edition of a little funk thing that I've been doing with Ruby Jane, so go check it out at Le Blurry, the old vinyl, the old Luba Lounge. Anything that you can think of?
Jimmy Bohorn,
oh, yeah,
coming in September here in Montreal. Jimmy Bohorn. Spank, he's coming.
That I think
it's
something.
Yeah, I think it's Pop Montreal. But you know what? You know the good news is Monday is Montreal's been suffering without some centralized place to have listings and know what's going on with weekly shutting down here and everything.
Yeah,
gotta say, check out CKUT. The new listings page on CKUT is amazing.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So right here, folks.
Yeah. Rest in peace, the mirror. I just caught wind of that.
Yeah. It's been maybe
the
a month.
Hour still
June 22nd. No, the hour closed down in like March. April?
Oh, did?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. It's just VAR now, right?
VAR EC shut down and just VAR is still around. Yeah.
Georgia Strait's still going strong out here.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
hopefully
yeah.
They're around for a bit.
Oh, they're one of the first.
We need these. Yeah. For sure.
It's just a hard business these days, I guess. What with the internet and also just, I guess, you know, it lives and dies on advertising and people, I guess, just aren't taking out ads in weeklies anymore.
I guess no more Best of Montreal, eh?
Exactly. No more Best of Montreal. It's a lost institution.
Yeah. Rest in peace, bear.
All right. Any final thoughts from you, Static?
Yeah, I'm DJing two really good friends' wedding tomorrow. I just want to send a big congratulations out to Joe and Julie, two of my favorite people. And it's going to rock. It's me and Nia Mendoza and the Starcasters live band playing. So it's going to be real nice.
Nice. All right. Do you want to intro this last track, DJ Clafrica?
Yeah, it's like a blend of. Do you hear the beep right now? I got a call on the other one. Yeah. Anyways, it's like a New York blend of like classic MCs and beats. You'll recognize like most of it. It's a nice blend. It runs about 5-6 minutes. It's like extended medley. Check it out.
Cool. All right, folks. Tune in next time. We Funk on your Friday night, midnight to 2 a.m. We're out of here for this week. WeFunkRadio.com. In the meantime, peace.
Peace.
Stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here. It's your world.
This is a DJ Clafrica exclusive remix.
I was